Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, State Representative Guy Vanderlinden is going to bring us an update from the House.
There's still a few things, important things that have survived. There's going to be a property tax bill of some sort, I think. We had some pretty big news on education yesterday. And, of course, we still got to deal with Medicaid expansion or the governor's preferred plan for the same kind of thing. Now, those are the big ones that are left. There's still a lot of other smaller bills that don't come to mind right at first.
So what's the status of the education bill?
Well, House Republicans yesterday offered to go to 4% allowable growth for both 2014 and 2015. And if I was a school board member or a school superintendent, I would be calling my senators and saying, take the money. This is as good as it's ever going to get.
Now, has the Senate put a proposal forward for that?
Yeah, the Senate has a bill as well. They have different policy issues in theirs. And what we've said is you take the House's policy and we will go to your idea to spend 4% a year.
Okay.
And I think, frankly, the money for schools is more important than anything else, and I don't know why they hesitate for a second. They should take this because if they think they're going to get a better deal, they're wrong. This is our offer, and we're going to stick to it.
So the House is holding firm on that offer?
Well, yeah. We just came up with what I consider to be a tremendous compromise on our part. And I think the Senate should take it, absolutely.
Okay. Well, what are your thoughts on the expansion of Medicaid or Governor Branstad's plan? Do you lean one way in that argument?
Well, I lean toward the governor's plan. The governor came to meet with House Republicans yesterday and explained it in a little bit more detail than what I had heard. I share his skepticism about the federal government being able to pay their part of this. I share his thought that recipients ought to pay at least something into the system, just like everybody else. It shouldn't be a free ride. We're going to discuss the details more as time goes on, but if you're asking me which way I'm leaning toward the governor's plan.
Okay. Now, are there... I believe I heard that if the Medicare expansion goes through, the people on that would have to go to either hospitals in Iowa City or Des Moines. Is that right?
No. That is the current system,
Iowa
Cares. And the new system would broaden that rather dramatically. I don't know if it would include all hospitals for all services, but certainly it would be much better than just Broad Lawns or Iowa City.
Okay. Well, where are we at on property taxes?
The House has a bill that I think is a good bill. It's genuine property tax relief for all businesses, and it does not increase property taxes for homeowners or ag. I think it's a good bill. The Senate bill is far less generous. They say they're focusing on small business. Well, to me, the goal of property tax relief is not to reward current business owners. It is to create a climate that encourages people to start businesses, to move to Iowa and bring their business with them. That's the goal. And that's why I think it needs to be as generous as possible, and it needs to apply to both large and small businesses. And that's what the House bill does. So I support the House bill. We'll see where we end up once we get the two together.
So what do you think a compromise between those two might look like?
Well, that's really hard to speculate. You never know how a conference committee is going to look at a particular line in a given bill. But I'm just hopeful that we can get it across that what we're doing here is creating a better business climate to make us competitive with neighboring states. And if we can do that, I'll be satisfied.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking with me today, Guy.
You bet, Brad. I appreciate the call.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where State Representative Guy Vanderlinden has brought us an update of activities going on at the State House. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.